This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon.
Your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here is what matters on July 17, 2026.
Aramco's venture-building arm, LAB7, is backing Egypt-born Conex.ai, integrating its B2 code engine into the startup's eComply construction compliance platform. This deal is about automating building compliance, and our read at Tech Cocoon is that it's a nod to the growing importance of regulatory tech in the region. With over $250 million in potential fines for non-compliance in some markets, it's an area that's ripe for innovation.
That's a big number, and it highlights the cost of compliance. But who's actually bearing that cost? Is it the construction companies, or is it being passed down to consumers? Our analysis at Tech Cocoon Intelligence has argued for months that regulation in African tech is a market force equal to capital, and usually faster. So we need to watch how this integration plays out and who ultimately pays the price.
And that's why we're seeing more investment in RegTech. It's not just about avoiding fines, but also about streamlining processes and reducing costs. For builders and operators, the key takeaway here is to keep an eye on how regulatory tech is evolving and how it can help them navigate the complex compliance landscape in the region.
Speaking of investments, Nigeria's Help Mom is one of 18 global grantees in Iconic Impact's $100 million child survival portfolio. This is a significant investment in health tech, and it's a reminder that philanthropic capital is still a crucial part of the ecosystem. But what does this mean for the health tech sector as a whole? Are we seeing a shift towards more philanthropic funding, and how will that impact the types of solutions that get built?
That's a great question, Kwame. Yesterday, we talked about how African startup funding is nearing $1 billion. But fewer companies are carrying the market. This deal is a reminder that there are still opportunities for funding, especially in areas like health tech, where the impact can be significant. For investors, the key takeaway here is to look beyond traditional venture capital and consider the role that philanthropic capital can play in driving growth and impact.
Chowdick's quick commerce push is starting to pay off, with the startup delivering over 1.5 billion naira worth of groceries in June. That's 11% of its business, and it's a significant milestone. But what does this mean for the e-commerce sector as a whole? Are we seeing a shift towards more quick commerce models, and how will that impact the way companies operate and compete?
Our read at Tech Cocoon is that operational density beats geographic breadth, and Chowdeck's focus on quick commerce is a testament to that. For builders and operators, the key takeaway here is to prioritize operational efficiency and focus on building trust with customers rather than just expanding into new markets.
Finally, Lagos is putting a 200 million naira grant pool behind its young agri-food builders, with applications for the Lagos Agrathon 2026 closing on July 19th. This is a significant investment in agritech, and it's a reminder that local capital formation is key to driving growth and innovation. But what does this mean for the agri-food sector as a whole? Are we seeing a shift towards more local investment and support for young agri-food builders?
That's a great question, Kwame. For investors and builders, the key takeaway here is to keep an eye on local capital formation and how it's driving growth and innovation in the agri-food sector. As we've argued at Tech Cocoon, local capital formation is the metric that matters for the next decade, and initiatives like the Lagos Agrathon are crucial to unlocking that potential.
That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding.
The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. From Amara and Kwame, we will see you tomorrow.
TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akayeza,